Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show on this live stream edition. Great to see all of you. Today, we're going to be talking about the top 10 housing markets that you should be avoiding in 2022. These are housing markets that you're going to see in the mainstream media. They're going to talk about these housing markets all the time because they're talking about retail investors. They're not talking about real estate investors, those people like you who are buying properties for cash flow. Instead, they're going to be looking at those properties that have high appreciation, great places for families to live, but very often you're going to be overpaying for these properties. There are a number of factors that are going into this data. So before you invest in real estate, obviously one of the most important decisions you have to make before choosing a rental market is finding the right market. And I always say on this show, I like to invest in boring markets. You know, I like to invest in areas that aren't exciting, that aren't flashy. They're not Las Vegas. They're not San Francisco. And why do I do that? Drop me a comment if you know why I do that. I'll give you a little hint here. There's a couple of reasons, but one of the big reasons is that volatility. You know, I don't have to deal with the volatility of some of these crazier markets that you deal with in Miami, you deal with in San Francisco and Las Vegas and Phoenix and some of these other markets, some of these hotter plays. And of course, we also want to make sure that we are pandemic resistant too. This is a new term that we need to start thinking about as investors. Over the past few years, this is something that we didn't really think, three, 4 years ago, we didn't really even think about this. Pandemic resistant? What does that mean? Well, it means that, hey, when a whole city shuts down, what happens to those houses, your rental properties? For instance, I come back to Las Vegas, right? How many people that were renting properties in Las Vegas worked at the casinos? And then MGM just decides to come in and they lay off thousands of people. Well, what happens? That means those people can't pay rent. That means, vacancies. That means a whole town shuts down. So we want to make sure we're not in those towns, number one, if we can do our best to avoid that. We need to be thinking also about low crime. We want to see about high job growth, a diversity of jobs. And we don't want to, I also like to avoid the buzzwords, and the memes. When CNBC is featuring your town on their, when Dana Olnick from CNBC flies in and does a segment about how this particular housing market is exploding, to run the other way as an investor, because when CNBC is talking about it, that ship has sailed, that shark has jumped the fence. Can a shark jump a fence? Anyway, you want to avoid sharks and you want to avoid fences and you don't want to be jumping over fences. We watched Jackass the other night, by the way. And I don't know if you guys have seen Jackass, the movie, the original one, where they're doing the bungee challenge when they jump from a tree into underwear. It was pretty entertaining. Just makes me think of this. I saw a meme the other day where a kid is trying to jump over a fence and his whole underwear gets caught on the top of a wire fence and he's just stuck there. You want to be stuck in that situation. So think of that kid. Think of Jackass. You don't want to be Jackass when it comes to investing in real estate. So in my market research, we have a market research video. I'm going to link it up below in the description. I want to make sure you guys go and check out that market research video, what we look for. One of the most important things I talk about in that video is appreciation. Now, we look for a sweet spot when it comes to appreciation. I don't want too low or negative, right? And I also don't want too high. It's like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? I want it to be just right. And just right means not flashy, not super sexy, not crazy where CNBC is flying in featuring you and doing a whole story about it, how appreciation in this market is off the charts. No. I don't want CNBC flying into my town. I don't want any of that. I want steady, nice appreciation that is a hedge against inflation and is consistent, but not flashy. And I also don't want negative. I don't want the opposite. I don't want depreciation in a housing market. And I don't invest for appreciation. This is really important to understand. Investing for appreciation is a mistake. I mean, that ship sailed back in 2007, 2008, when you could invest, buy a house, hold it for 3 months and flip it and make $30,000, $40,000 just by holding it for 3 months because of the appreciation. You weren't investing for cash flow back then. You were investing for appreciation. That ship has sailed. Now, I'm not saying the house you live in can't appreciate. You can pull some equity out of that. Don't send me emails and say, well, Clayton, I appreciate, you know, these properties have appreciated a lot over the past few years. Yes, that's absolutely right. They have. But that's not the primary way that I invest. I want cash flow. Appreciation is, of course, nice icing on the cake, as I always say. We want average appreciation, not sky high appreciation. But we don't want non-existent appreciation either. So there's a new study out today, a new report, new market data report about the top 100 housing markets by basically growth and inflation and over-appreciated areas where we've seen prices skyrocketing, where we've seen appreciation going up, we've seen a flood of mortgage applications and a migration pattern to certain areas where there's just frankly not enough jobs to support the inundation of people moving to these areas. We're going to go through these housing markets. These are top 10 housing markets that I absolutely would avoid at all costs as an investor. You might move there with your family, that's great. But today we're going to look at this top 100 US housing markets by Florida Atlantic University. We'll link it up in the description for you to go through this if you want to go through the data yourself. There's a lot of charts, there's a lot of graphs. Go through it, it's really, really impressive. And you can start to see what these migration patterns look like, what these top 100 cities look like overall. And you can study some of the housing prices. You can see what, you know, all of the demographic data that they're pulling in here, because it's not as simple as just appreciation. There's a lot of factors going into this. So I think it's important to dive into this. So let's start with number 10 and work our way down to number one, shall we? All right, number 10 on our list. And I should say actually a runner up on this list. I'm going to kind of start at 11 because it's a market that I know well. I've invested heavily in over the years. I don't invest there now. And one of the reasons is because of this, of the, you know, first of all, higher crime, but also higher runaway appreciation. And you're just paying way more to get a property than you absolutely should. I was able to buy properties in this particular market in the $20,000, $30,000 range at one point, and then ended up selling them out because they became too overinflated and it was out of whack with the amount I was able to get in cash flow from the properties. And that is Detroit, Michigan. So Detroit, Michigan, number 11 on this list. Sorry, Grover's getting really excited here about this. To talk about this list. Number 10 on the list is Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina is number 10 on my list. Charlotte, North Carolina, number 10 on my list with if you look at the data, about 50% growth in it for appreciation and prices. So that means this area in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a lot of people ask me all the time, like, what about Charlotte, North Carolina? Great area, right? Yeah, nice area if you want to live with your family. It's certainly an expansive area, a lot of jobs, but you're way overpaying for houses. And I absolutely would not be investing in these particular areas for cash flow because the ROI and the numbers are just going to be totally out of whack for you. Just want you to understand that. As far as like cash flow and so forth, it's going to be totally out of whack. Number 9 on my list, Salt Lake City, Utah. This area has been growing at quite a clip. Over the past few years, this has been on our list. There's a couple of Utah cities on our list for that very reason. People are leaving California and they're being driven out by draconian laws in California, huge, way overpriced homes in California, and being just totally driven out. I don't know if you saw the story out of California recently. We featured it in our newsletter, which you should all subscribe to, by the way. Just go to morrisinvest.com/newsletter. It's a great newsletter. We cover great real estate investing news a couple of times a week. So you're up to date on what's happening in the market. You should absolutely sign up for that newsletter. Again, it's totally free. But we featured a story in there about a home that was condemned. Literally, you couldn't even walk in it. It was so bad. It was condemned by the city. It sold for, I think, $900,000. Think about that. They bought this thing. They're going to tear it down. They paid $900,000 just to buy this shell of a house, to tear it down. And then they'll, you know, build a $2 million property, $2 million house. That's what's happening in California. And meanwhile, people are sleeping in tents along the overpasses in California. No wonder people are leaving California and they're going to places like Utah and a couple of other cities on our list today from Utah. So Salt Lake City, Utah, 52% increase in price. Way overpriced. I had a friend who used to do wholesaling properties in Utah, in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's becoming, I mean, it's almost impossible now. It's incredibly difficult because even if you've got a shell of a house, you're not going to wholesale the house. You're not going to give it to a wholesaler. You're going to call up a realtor. Even if it's a piece of crap house, it'll sell. And it's probably going to get into a bidding war. Well, that's until we've seen an increase in interest rates. So again, another area that I absolutely would not be putting money into is Salt Lake City, Utah. Number eight on the list is also out west and not too far from Lindsay here in our team, which is Spokane, Washington. Spokane was an interesting story this year. A lot of job growth, a lot of people moving again out of California, moving to the eastern part of Washington State. I always get when I think about state, like I know West Coast, and then the East Coast. But then when I think of a state, I get it mixed up somehow. I don't know. It's weird in my brain. Anyway, the eastern portion of Washington State, Spokane, Washington, just across the border from Idaho, the panhandle, I think, of Idaho, right? Near Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful area. Great breweries. Good job growth. Prices through the roof. Skyrocketing. 53%. And a lot of people in Spokane are not happy about the skyrocketing prices. They're being priced out of this market, people who've lived in Spokane for a long time. And again, Californians are coming. Well, you gotta watch out for the Californians going into Spokane, Washington. Another city that I would avoid. This is number eight on the list. 53% increase in prices in Spokane, Washington. Unbelievable. Unbelievable spike in prices. Really, really shocking. How would you like to get 16 free meals delivered right to your front door? Oh, and 3 free gifts as well. Well, just stick around because I'm going to tell you how you can do that in just a second. You can do it with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You get farm fresh ingredients that are like literally laid out for you so that you can set up and get these recipe cards that they ship. You can set up and start making these meals in like 30 minutes. Get the kids involved. That's what we love to do. The kids get the recipe cards and they're so colorful and all the ingredients are right there in the box. And you can get them out of the refrigerator and you start making your delicious meals right there. Pick your favorite. You have 50 different weekly options. You can skip weeks when you need to. Maybe you're going on vacation or something like that. You can change your delivery date anytime you want. You can update your preferences all in the HelloFresh app. Very, very simple. So maybe you're on a vegetarian kick lately, right? Great. They have all vegetarian options. Maybe you just want to do pescatarian. Maybe you want more meat. Maybe you want a larger family. Your family's coming to visit, so you want to expand from the 2 people up to more than that. You can do all of that. Very, very flexible. And you know how prices are going up at the grocery stores. I mean, we've seen huge price increases at the grocery stores. Well, that's the benefit. You can actually save a boatload of money by using HelloFresh. You're going to save a lot of money off your grocery bill because you're not wasting food and the ingredients are exactly what you need to make the recipe cards that they send to you. So you're not wasting and spending all sorts of additional money at the grocery store. We absolutely love it. So go to HelloFresh.com/investing16. You have to use the coupon code investing16. That's investing16 to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/investing16 to get 16 free meals. Thanks to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Thanks, HelloFresh. So the next one is in the city of Provo, Utah. So another Utah city, number 7 on the list. And this is an interesting one because obviously, outdoors, very outdoorsy-centric city. Watched a report recently where a young couple were trying to buy a property in Provo and they're just totally priced out. They couldn't buy in the area they want, so they had to move out of that area. And again, another indication of overinflated prices. 53% increase in prices in Provo and appreciation and rent not being commensurate with that amount of money. So you're going to pay more for a property and the rent is just is not going to be there. It's not going to happen. So again, this is why we talk about these overinflated housing markets. It might seem great to CNBC when they talk about hottest housing markets, but it's terrible for you as an investor. I just want you to repeat that in your head. Remember, when you see these stories on TV, when the 6 o'clock news or 6:30 news, you know, Lester Holt on NBC News or whatever comes on, it says, plus an update on the hottest housing markets in America. He's not talking to us as investors, okay? What he's doing is he's talking about people that are going to live in a particular property. Okay, they're going to live in a property and as a retail buyer to live in a particular property. It has nothing to do with you and me as investors. So when you see these markets on TV, it drives me nuts, actually, because when we see these types of things occur, then what ends up happening is I end up getting people writing to me. They're like, yeah, I saw on, the CBS News last night. One of the hottest housing markets is Provo, Utah. Should I invest there? My answer is no, you shouldn't. Again, these are overinflated. They're hot for a reason. And the prices are way out of whack. So moving up the list here, then that was a 53% increase. Moving up the list here, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Phoenix was interesting after the big bubble. What happened in Phoenix, of course, is that the market collapsed. And there were a lot of really really great properties at a discounted price that you could have swooped up and grabbed in 2009. And a lot of my investing friends did just that in Phoenix and Scottsdale. So Arizona, that ship has sailed as far as grabbing some of those like discounted properties that you're going to do some additional renovations on and hope to sit on that. You're not going to find a property in Phoenix. Just good luck. And if you do, you're going to be paying 53% more than you were just a short time ago. A 53% increase in prices. So good on you if you held a property in that particular area. But those prices are so out of whack that if you have a Phoenix property in your portfolio, I would absolutely consider selling that property. Look at you want to come back to your overall portfolio. Let's say you've got 10 houses and one of them was in Phoenix that you bought and it was a total dog and you bought it a number of years ago. Well, now, if prices in that whole area have increased 53%, look at your portfolio and say to yourself, well, okay, how much am I making on rent on this property? Does it need work? Is now the time to sell it and take that money and roll it into a 1031 exchange and roll it into some other investment properties? Because again, these prices will go down and interest rates will continue to go up. So strike while the iron's hot. When you look at your overall portfolio right now, where do you have some dogs in the race that you can actually cut and get rid of? And I don't want to say dogs, I mean actually overinflated dogs. You know, you want to look at your portfolio. Do you have ones that are absolute crap? And then do you have ones that have like really exploded in value? Maybe it's time to roll that profit into a 1031 exchange because the rent is not commensurate with the property values anymore. And it just doesn't make sense from an investment perspective. You want to be nurturing your portfolio, having a look at your portfolio every few months to see where the market has shifted. All right, number five on my list is Atlanta, Georgia. I saw some people here watching the show today from ATL. Atlanta in the house. Now, the exurbs around Atlanta are still good. Yes, still you can still find some deals. At least you could about a year ago. I haven't really checked in too heavily on the exurbs. I'm talking like, you know, expansive area. Now, Atlanta is one of those areas, of course, that's like just keeps expanding and expanding, 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 right? So you need to be really careful. But Atlanta proper, way overpriced right now, 53%. Anyone here from Atlanta? Let me know. Let me know what the property values are. You guys watching here in the chat, let me know down below what you see in Atlanta. But I know the prices are out of whack. Again, according to this data, 53% increase in value. 53% increase in value, almost 54% just out of. And Dennis says he's in Loganville, 26 miles out. And is it still crazy inflated? Again, you get these bed in communities, right? Now, what is a bed in community? It means like outside of Charlotte, you have great area. You know, you have areas like Rocky Mount, those types of areas. They're like 30-minute drive, 40-minute drive. So people will buy properties outside of that area and then make that 40-minute commute and these bed-in communities are getting further and further away from the cities now, guys. I mean, people are commuting, or a few years ago, and I think that's still the case, they were commuting into New York City from Scranton, Pennsylvania to give you some sense of that, that's about a 2.5 hour drive. I mean, 2.5 hour drive to get to your place of work every day. One of our neighbors, her husband worked in the city and he had to leave at like 4 a.m. and he would get home at like 9 o'clock at night just so they could have a more affordable house. This is happening in these areas. This is happening in Atlanta. It's happening in Phoenix and it's happening in our next one, which is number 4 on the list, Las Vegas. Oh, Janet, you're saying in Pittsburgh also, huh? Janet in our chat room right now is saying Pittsburgh, my alma mater, University of Pittsburgh. And I remember it used to be incredibly affordable in Pittsburgh. That was like a really hot wholesaling housing market about 5-6 years ago. That's crazy. Now, so in the city proper of Pittsburgh, it's just overinflated. That's crazy. Yeah, Dennis says, I bought his place in 2001. It was a farming community. Yeah, not anymore, right? 26 miles outside of Atlanta. Not a farming community anymore, right? I'm sure it's probably grown up tremendously as a result. And they'll pay a premium for that farmland, by the way, in order to do that. So number 4 on our list is Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, another housing market you should absolutely, in my opinion, my humble opinion, avoid at all costs because it's not pandemic resistant. It is sort of my one poster child example of what happens when a pandemic hits, right? Major tourist town that's built on tourism shuts down. Okay, shuts down, government takes control, tells people they can't come, people lose their jobs. What do you do, right? Everyone's relying on that tourist market to survive and that tourist market shuts down, boom. But what's amazing is that just a few short years later, the prices are at 56% increase. 56% increase. Once again, this is the California effect. A lot of people moving out of California. I know anecdotally, I mean, everyone hates an anecdote, right? I just know anecdotally in our extended family, a number of people who have moved out of California and moved to Vegas. And even in my investing friend community, moving out of California and moving to Vegas. So prices continuing to skyrocket in Las Vegas, an area that I would avoid at all costs. All right, number 3 on the list of worst housing markets for 2022 to avoid if you're a real estate investor, we go back to Utah. This is the 3rd Utah city on our list, and that is Ogden, Utah. Ogden is really a bed-in community of Salt Lake City. It's on the northern side, if memory serves. It's on the northern side of Salt Lake City. It's about 30 to 40 minutes, if memory serves, outside of Salt Lake City, on your way north. And again, another bed-in community. So those people who have been priced out of Salt Lake City are also now being priced out of Ogden, Utah, and they're going to continue to move further north out of those cities that are close to Salt Lake City, where you're seeing an increase in traffic, you're seeing all sorts of issues arising from these property values increasing tremendously, people being priced out. You're seeing crime going up and you're seeing people being forced to rent and paying overinflated prices all across the board to acquire real estate in that area. All right, number 2 on the list. I'm going to throw this out there. How many people can guess here? I'm going to throw it out there. Give me in the chat room. I'm going to give you a second here. Number 2 and number 1 on my list. Take some guesses here. Throw them out here in the chat. We'll play or drop me a comment below to see what you guys think. Number 2 on the list. I'll give you a hint. Number 2 on the list saw a 64% increase in property values. Prices. 64%. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, you guys got it. Number 2 on the list. You guys got it. Ralph, Glenn, Jesus, Lavetta. Yes, the answer is Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas saw an unbelievable explosion of property values over the past few years, and prices are just skyrocketing. You have a lot of things, obviously, that's happened there. Tesla has moved there. Apple, with their new headquarters in Austin. It went from being a small sort of hipster town, hipster community, with a fun food scene, now has become, in many ways, a new sort of Silicon Valley in Texas. And that's really what's unfolding in Texas right now because of, Texas, again, is, in my opinion, Based on the data, though, it's not just my, it's an opinion based on data and fact, is that Texas is the number one landlord-friendly city in the country, state in the country. However, you need to pick your battles, right? So I wouldn't be investing in Austin, nor would I be investing in Houston, nor would I be investing in Dallas, in these major metropolitan hubs. You want to be outside of those areas, in areas where you have growth. The new highways are going in. People are moving to these areas. They're less expensive properties, but the cash flow is there. The schools are great. So that's where we build our properties at Morris Invest, in these towns outside of major metropolitan areas, enough distance that allows that growth to unfold. It allows us to get great prices on properties and land outside of the Austin, Texases of the world. For instance, we were, you know, doing our analysis of outside of Houston, and just the prices are just out of whack. You know, this is one thing you really have to pay attention to, is that these prices are just out of whack with these areas. And by buying a really expensive single family home, once you start going over that $300,000 price range, you're not going to make it up in cash flow. The cash flow is just not going to make sense with the price that you're paying on this property. And so you've got to pick your battles here when you're looking for great return on investment and a great internal rate of return, which is our goal, is a minimum 18% return, minimum internal rate of return when you have financing involved. So there's no way that Austin, Texas would be on our list, but that's number two on the list. And number one on the list, a couple of you guys got this. Jesus said it's either Boise or it's either Austin. And the answer, the number one city in America, the number one most overpriced housing market in 2022, a place I would never possibly invest is, well, I wouldn't say never, right? Things could change. But right now, Boise, Idaho is number one on the list. 76% price increase. Just think about that for a second. 76% price increase. I mean, just look at this. Look at that, out of whack. I mean, from 2005 up, dipping down below, excuse me, down after 2010, plummeting. But then, of course, all of the movement out of California, boom, boom, boom. Here we kind of hit that, we cross that axis there, and then just skyrockets. Now, my mother-in-law bought a property in Boise kind of ahead of the curve. And yeah, she probably paid, I forget what year specifically, but she ended up, I think maybe it was 2018, roughly, or 2018, 2019, and then sold it and made a really nice profit buying this particular property. But then she bought again. So now she bought again, and she bought on the upper curve. So she bought in like the 200, sold it for like, I don't know, $300 or $400, and then bought another one for like $500. So, you know, still staying in the same cycle out there, but she loves it there. And so this is like a personal choice to live in a particular area. And this is not like a rental property. This is to live. And I did a bunch of analysis on properties. I have a whole video on Boise, Idaho. I would encourage all of you guys to go check it out. This was the housing price crisis, housing explosion. So I was going through a number of different properties. You can see the new construction in Boise. You can see all the walkthrough videos that we did of those, of different properties there. And just all kinds of neighborhoods popping up out of nowhere. Nowhere. You have like a super Walmart, and it was just all farmland, empty flat. And so like you come back 3 months later and there's 30 houses there, and they're just building them they're just trying to build them as quickly as they can. And of course they're being sold before they're even breaking ground, because the demand is just off the charts. 76% price increase though. So totally out of whack, absolutely not a place that I would invest. And as I was analyzing different properties in that area to possibly invest, the only way I could make numbers work, and by the way, this was like 2019, okay, 3 years ago, 2019, is if I got like a fourplex, four or maybe a sixplex. That's it. The numbers just don't make sense otherwise. So again, out of whack prices, rent is not commensurate with this, and runaway inflation and runaway prices on these homes. So Boise, Idaho, congratulations. You get the top housing market, or I should say worst housing market, fastest growing markets. And the premium figure I should mention when I talk about 76% indicates housing prices in those areas that could flatten in the future. They've reached their top, perhaps, maybe at the peak of this current housing cycle, now that inflation is hitting, and now we're going to see an additional 6 rate increases in 2022, we're going to see probably peak housing cycle. I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet if we check in another few months, the slowdown will have started. And sellers should brace themselves for a difficult time. So if you were thinking about jumping into the market right now and selling this house, you've got a great property that you're sitting on. I'm not a financial advisor, but if I was sitting on properties, I would absolutely think about liquidating them ASAP. And that's exactly what I did. I had a couple of properties in the Michigan market that were way overinflated, and I saw the writing on the wall, and so moved a couple of those properties out of my portfolio because of what was happening. So you want to think about that, look at your portfolio, and think about how to take those profits and run, because right now things are going to come to, I think, a grinding halt here in the next few months. So again, Boise, Idaho on the number one on the list, number two, Austin, Ogden, Utah, number three, Las Vegas, four, Atlanta, Georgia is number five on the list, Provo, Utah, at 52% increase in prices, Phoenix, Arizona, Spokane, Washington, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Detroit, Michigan at number 10/11 on the list. I love that they say that Honolulu says it's the most balanced. But funny though, because, you know, prices there, they're not going to move much because they're already highly overinflated in Hawaii. You know, again, these are the types of things you need to root through when you're seeing mainstream media cover these stories, when they're saying, oh, Honolulu is the most well-balanced market. Yeah. It's because it's already overpriced. It's not going anywhere. It's already ridiculously priced. So take that with a grain of salt. And I should point out that this study pulled in data from Zillow, other providers to determine an estimated value of homes and compare that to expected sales prices overall. So again, a lot of these properties jumping 6-7%, 8% in 1 year, which is crazy. I'm sorry, even just from December. So from December until now, till March, April, 6-7% increase in price. That's wild, absolutely wild. Drop me a comment below. Let me know if you have any housing markets that you're seeing crazy prices. Let me know what the prices are in your neck of the woods.